Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
We'll start this evening across the country at Magowna House in County Clare, where, as you've been hearing, a blockade by locals has been in place since last night in protest at the arrival of 34 asylum seekers. Five international protection applicants have now left Magowna House in Inch, County Clare, but others do remain there. Our reporter John Cook is in Inch this evening. Bring us up to date, John, on what's been happening since we heard you from you this morning.
Well, Cormac, the blockade of access, the access road to Magowna House Hotel continues as I speak to you. Tractors which blocked the route since last night have been replaced by traffic cones, with local residents manning the by road off the narrow and winding Ennis to Kilmaley route, making sure no one gets in. And Gardaí have been present on and off throughout the day. Some efforts to facilitate negotiations were made, but there's been no end to this protest and none in sight, with locals vowing to stay, adamant that this rural community of around 56 people is too isolated and unsuitable to cater for up to an additional 69 men from various countries seeking asylum here. There were tense standoffs between locals and the asylum seekers here earlier, with language barriers and confusion as to whether they were able to leave. Locals have had more conversations and shared refreshments with some of the asylum seekers in the sun this afternoon, so things are a little calmer. But for others, the tense atmosphere led them to leave earlier today. Around seven of them in all, it could be more, some suggesting they may come back if they'd access services or seen the town of Ennis 8 kilometres away to see what is available in this strange new place they came to last night. Some criticised the conditions they slept in with 33 men in three holiday houses last night. They were walking down the winding road this afternoon. It has no lay-bys or footpaths, many people warning them to be careful on the route as they carried their belongings in plastic bags and rucksacks. Some told me they were on their way back to the City West Hotel in Dublin, 231 kilometres away, having left there yesterday. Another said he'd rather be homeless on the streets of Dublin than here, isolated and unwelcome. Sharif from Algeria was one of those who left Magowna House this afternoon. I asked him where he and others would go.
We go into Dublin city centre. We live in homeless to Dublin city centre, better than here, because here they not accept us here.
Can you describe the accommodation you were given last night? Because I think there are 33 men in three holiday houses.
34 men here. Uh-huh. And they have 33 beds here. It's not good.
How do you feel about the local protesters outside the walls today?
Yesterday, people, they not accept us. But today, maybe everything changed. I don't know.
Would you have liked to live here? Or?
I want to live here, yeah. I want really live here. Look lovely here. But the problem with people, maybe.
Would there be anything else for you here, like a job or services? Do you know?
I don't know. We wait in permission of work.
So what will you do now? You will walk out of out of Inch along these rural roads?
Yeah, walk. After that, take a bus, go into Dublin city centre.
You know that's a long, long way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
I know.
This is quite a dangerous road. You just decided you've had enough?
They said, the guard said that it's not dangerous, you can walk. Okay. Yes, we're walking now. Okay.
So you're going back. Do you expect to get accommodated in City West again?
No, I don't think so.
And what if you end up on the streets homeless in Dublin?
Yeah, homeless. And you can find, you do something bad, you know.
Uh-huh. Maybe. So you don't mind being homeless?
Sorry. Yes.
So are you leaving because of the protests, or are you leaving because you want to be back living in Dublin?
No. We won't live in here. It's better than Dublin. But I speak for people. This area better than Dublin, this area. But people here, Dublin, good people.
So you don't want to stay here because
I want
of
to stay here, yeah. Really, I want to stay here, really.
You don't feel welcome here?
Yeah.
And that's Sharif speaking to you earlier, John. What about the men who stayed in Magowna then? What will happen to them, I wonder?
Well, they don't know for sure right now. For now, they're staying, it would seem. And management here at the property have been telling me they expect at least 20 men to stay tonight, that they will cater for them and look after them. and that they will await further instructions. There were plans to house more than 60 people here. 69 was the figure that locals had been told if this hotel was brought up to standard alongside these holiday properties. And you can see in the function room behind me at the hotel, it is stacked high with mattresses, people wondering how many people they were planning to put in here once planning conditions allowed. For the men that have stayed, things have calmed somewhat. They've been out enjoying the sun. Some have been chatting to local protesters as well. They're getting on well with the locals, it would seem, and the tense standoff from earlier today has been replaced by a much calmer scene this afternoon. Some of the men have been meeting with local support workers from the Clare Immigrant Support Centre. Clare is a county, and Minister Joe O'Brien referred to this earlier today, that has welcomed many thousands of Ukrainian refugees and international protection applicants successfully in other areas. So there is some support locally. And when I met the staff and some volunteers from the Clare Immigrant Support Centre, they were holding banners saying refugees welcome as they passed the blockades with the help of Gardaí. Emer O'Connor is their manager in the Clare Immigrant Support Centre, along with Karen O'Donovan, who's a senior caseworker. They told me why they'd come.
We always do outreach, and when people are new in the county, we come out and we provide outreach, make sure people have access to PPS numbers, that they can avail of services and supports like entry, go to Entryo and get payments and whatever else they would be entitled to as refugees seeking asylum.
And were you asked to come here by any government department? Because I know you would have state funding for your services, but people are wondering, was there any consultation or planning? So for instance, have you just come because you heard these people were here? Or did anyone say these people will need help in an official department?
It's part of our remit and part of our funding is to actually make contact with asylum IPAs in the county.
That's for international protection applicants.
Yes, in the county. That is our job, to make first contact, to make sure they're settled, to see what issues are coming up, to make sure their legal cases, which is really important that solicitors know where they are and that the IPO know where they are now when they've been called for an interview. Mm-hmm. So that's part of our remit. That's what we're funded for.
That's why you want to get to them today, because you assume these men will be staying here, although we know some have left. What do you think of this situation? I don't know if it's something you comment on, the suitability of these three houses that 33 men are in, or for more people to come.
First of all, we haven't seen the houses. Now, if we were to listen to anecdotal evidence that there's no footpaths or there's no anything and it's not that suitable, and maybe it's not suitable, I can't make a judgment call on that because I haven't seen it. But what I can say is, however unsuitable it may be, it is certainly better than being on the streets of Dublin and being burnt in your camp or living in a tent up in Knocklisheen, where I believe 102 people, Knocklisheen is at capacity again.
The other side of County Clare here, close to Limerick City,
So, nobody ever asks us specifically to go out to a centre and do outreach. We just do it automatically when we hear people have moved in.
Your signs say, Ireland for everyone, refugees welcome. Natalia, who works with you as well, came from Ukraine. How do you feel about this protest, Natalia?
Well, I think it's unfair to people who is looking for help. We are here to give any support that we can.
And to make these men feel welcome. What do you think of the protest as it continues?
I think it's sad. Yeah. I think it's a very poor reflection on Irish people. Like, a little bit shocked that it's on my own doorstep. They're all human beings. Everybody's entitled to a life and equality, and I don't see it here.
Okay. It's very hostile reception for somebody that has come to us seeking refuge and seeking shelter, and this is what we offer, like, you know.
But it keeps happening in various communities, and the government says there will be consultation, there will be communication, there will be planning. It doesn't seem like there's a lot.
No, I think if there was better communications and better information coming out from the government, that a lot of these situations might be alleviated, and they may not necessarily get to this point. But the first people often hear about people moving into their areas is somebody local might be working on a property, getting it ready, or they have already arrived, and that's the first inclination that people have. Like, across the county for the last few days, there was rumours and stories going around that McGowan House was going to be used, but we had no official notification from anybody.
There you go. That's Emer O'Connor and Karen O'Donovan from the Clare Immigrant Support Centre. John is still with us. John, the protesters, they remain at Magowna this evening. Is that right? Is there any indication yet of how long those protests will continue?
It's hard to say, Cormac. Locals say they are here for as long as it takes, or until they hear some communication back from government departments or their local political representatives. They met with them earlier today in a meeting in Ennis. They asked them to pass on their dissatisfaction with this situation, and to they also wondered whether Minister Joe O'Brien or Minister Roderick O'Gorman would come and visit this site to see him for themselves. whether this is indeed suitable for housing asylum seekers. As I said, things are much calmer now and there's a lot of interaction between locals and the protesters, but the blockades remain. People are not getting in. Those immigrant support workers did get in, but they're meeting with some of the men now outside of the houses. And as the blockades continue, I spoke to Patrick O'Malley and Margaret Nagel, local residents who've been protesting in turn along with their neighbours since last evening. And I asked them about their plans, where they go from here.
Well, we have to wait to, after a meeting this morning with the council and with the TDs, we have to wait for them to come back to us this evening to let us know. We've got no answers yet. Nobody's come back to us with anything yet. So we're not moving until we get answers.
Your hope was that those TDs or political representatives would take your message to the various government ministers. What do you want them to say?
Well, we want answers to where this is going. Even the, themselves, like the asylum seekers, don't know what they're doing. There's some of them leaving, there's some of them staying. They don't know the situation either. None of us do.
I met some men just walking down the road saying they're trying to find a shop here. They can't find it. They just want to live. They don't feel very welcome here. What do you think of that, Patrick?
Well, look, John, I think we've tried to, you know, we've made them welcome.
Welcome. There's blockades. There's silage bales in the driveways. There's tractors. Well, there's bonfires. Some men said they were scared.
Well, look, they were drinking tea and biscuits throughout the bottom of the road, the ones that walked down. Yeah. We've talked to one of them. Ellie has been out to us a few times. Ellie's from Somalia. He said he left home when he was 14. He was in Germany for a couple of years and now he's in Ireland. He said he likes Ireland. He came down from the City West Hotel yesterday, not knowing where he was.
He probably didn't want to be here either, but he's not feeling very welcome right now.
Well, no, we would think he's fairly happy anyway. I don't know about the rest of them, but he's fairly happy.
But people will wonder, people listening across the country this evening, they will wonder, you know, are people welcome in Magowna Inch? Because don't we all have to...
Have we made you welcome, John, have we? We haven't read you away yet.
But people from other countries, asylum seekers, international protection
applicants.
It's not
about being from other countries, John. I suppose the only way...
Well, you said that you would welcome Ukrainian families, but not, it would seem, 60 to 69 international protection applicants, men from various countries.
Well, the reason for that, John, is because families can be integrated into a community. A small community like Inch, who has 14 houses in it, do you know? It's very hard to integrate 69 men from a multitude of different countries. They're not even all mixing with each other. Like we've been here watching them all day, in fairness. So it's very hard to expect a small community to be able to. Like, we haven't got a shop, as you know, here. We haven't got a community centre. How are we supposed to mix in with them?
I know there are so many issues. I know there are some for everyone, for yourselves and for those men inside there this evening as well. The bottom line is they've nowhere to stay, or some of them say they fear they'll end up on the streets of Dublin. One man said to me, I'd rather be homeless on the streets of Dublin than be here feeling unwelcome. What do you say to that?
Well, look, John, none of us want to make these people homeless. We're not here. The reason we're here protesting is because we've got no answers from IPAS. They brought these asylum seekers down here without any talk with the local community. So, like, the reason for our protest is because we got no answers. We were told last Friday and then they just landed here last night. Like, I mean, is that fair really as such? Like, so the only way we could get a bit of attention and get some answers was to do this protest, John.
Will the protest continue, Margaret?
Well, until we get answers, to see what's their plan like, you know, to integrate them with the community and that.
So you may welcome these men, you may allow people free access in
Absolutely,
and out because you're still blocking the roads this evening?
Well, we need answers from, it's a protest, so we have to stick our grounds for now.
The reason for our protest is we got no answers. That's what they say. Protesters Margaret Nagel and Patrick O'Malley, ending that report from John Cook. And if there are any developments I can tell you while we're on air this evening, we'll certainly bring that to you. But I can tell you that the precarious situation that some migrants have been put in by the lack of accommodation was discussed at Cabinet today. And there's disagreement, it seems, at Cabinet about the need for more Gardaí. And we'll give you the detail on that after a short break.